In any assembly where there are discourses about saints and devotees, O King Yudhisthira, even the enemies of the demons, namely the demigods, what to speak of you, would cite Prahlad Maharaj as an example of a great devotee. And there is no purport. We'll go on to text 36.
Gunairalamma sankeyair mahatmyam tasya suchite vasudeve bhagavati yasya naisargiki vatihi.
Who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj? He had unflinching faith in Vasudev, Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev, and unalloyed devotion to him. His attachment to Lord Krishna was natural because of his previous devotional service. Although his good qualities cannot be enumerated, they prove that he was a great soul, a Mahatma. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In his prayers to the ten incarnations, Jayadev Goswami says, Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Prahlad was a devotee of Lord Narsingha, who is Keshava, Krishna himself. Therefore, when this verse says, Vasudeve Bhagavati, one should understand that Prahlad Maharaj's attachment for Narsingadev was attachment for Krishna, or Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, is described as a great Mahatma, as the Lord himself confirms in the Bhagavad Gita 7:19. And I'm sure everybody knows this verse off by heart. Those who haven't got the book. Anybody? I'm sure some of you know it. Famous verse in the Bhagavad Gita 7:19. How does it begin? First word? First word. Anyone know this verse altogether? And the meaning? First word? After many, many? Then? I'm sure everybody heard you loud and clear. Did everyone hear that? Should we read it? You got it right, no doubt. But you can obviously hear it. There's no microphone. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. A great devotee of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, is a great soul very rarely to be found. Prahlad Maharaj's attachment for Krishna will be explained in the next verse. Krishna graha grihitatma. Prahlad Maharaj's heart was always filled with thoughts of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is the ideal devotee in Krishna consciousness. Wonderful topic. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, as mentioned here, that even though Prahlad Maharaj was born in the family of demons, nonetheless, topics concerning him were relished in the assembly of great souls. By the way, does everybody understand English? Anybody understand English? One. Wonderful. Yeah. A little bit. Does that mean you don't understand or you do? One hand went up. Huh? Don't. Which language? Someone translating for you. Okay, good. Thank you. Excellent. Any other language translations required? I was thinking of this point, how born in the family of demons, but their glories are discussed amongst great souls. I can't speak for others, but I know that many devotees would be considered to be born in the family of, and we don't want to, you know, let's say, put our parents down in any way, but, you know, we have to offer respect to them. Pallada also offered respect to his parents. Of course, his mother was not a demon, but his father. So we may have, at least to some degree, demoniac birth. My family were, of course, very pious. They were in a great dissipate succession of butchers. Very pious family. But most of us were born in somewhat demoniac families, I would say. Most likely. I'm not saying for all, by any means, but some of you were born of devotee parents. Some of you were born in Indian families and may have been quite pious. But many of us, especially those born in this holy land of England, the United Kingdom, may have been born in less pious families. I don't know. I speak for myself, but it's quite likely. And yesterday, of course, we were discussing, last night, we were entering into the association of Ayendra Prabhu. And I don't know his family, material family, whether they were, we heard that they liked peanut butter, but I don't know what else they liked. Nothing particularly sinful about that, but more than likely born, I mean, many of our devotees, many of us were born in sinful families, there's no doubt. Yet, coming into the association of a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, he's created our piety. He's, although we have one devotee asked Prabhupada one time, there's a nice verse, Ananyas Chintiyantam, Am Yajinapayapasati. No, what's that other verse? Yesham Papagatam. How does it go? Yesham. Antagata Papam. Jananam Punyakarmanam. That those who are, only those who are pious can take up. Those who are freed of sinful reactions and are acted piously in this life and previous lives can engage in devotional service, in full devotional service. This is, so one devotee is asking Prabhupada, how is this possible, Prabhupada? My life has been very sinful. Born in a sinful family, no good qualities, sinful lifestyle, drugs, sex, you name it, meat, all kinds of things. How is it that we're able to come? How is it we're able to at least, you know, whatever we want to call it, but some kind of devotional service? Prabhupada said, I have created your piety. I have created it. If we don't have any, maybe we have any from a previous life, sometimes we know, of course, Rupa Goswami is explaining that devotional service is a continual process from a previous lifetime. But whatever it is, the real glory, if we have any quality whatsoever, is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because he's kindly given us the opportunity to have his association. And we can see, in the example last week was quite a shocking week, with the passing of our dear godbrother, Sriman Vichitavirya Prabhu, and the next day, our dear godbrother Sriman Ayendra Prabhu. It was quite a tumultuous week, and we could say in many ways. And an eye-opener to all of us about the realities of life and the lessons which we have to learn, the lessons which Srila Prabhupada has taught us. A great personality comes into this world not for the reasons we do, obviously, even Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't come in to this world for the reasons that, you know, his father intended him for. He came in this world, he was for the purpose of fulfilling the will of the Lord, not his own will, which of course it is his own will too, to fulfill the will of the Lord. So great personalities, when they come into this world, they give shelter, they give their mercy. And we're just so fortunate. We may not have realized, but how fortunate we are at this point of time, that somehow or another, although born in this God-forsaken land, and Srila Prabhupada, when he was here at the manor, I don't know if Mother Krishna Vaish is here today, but I remember her asking that question, is the Bhagavad Gita spoken in the hellish planetary systems? Most of the devotees thought that's a weird question to ask. But Prabhupada took it as a very good question. He said, yes, we are speaking it here in London. So we may think that this is a very nice, or maybe we don't, but whatever it is, a lot of people think England is a very nice country and we should, somehow or another, we have to get English citizenship and enjoy the life in England. God only knows how, but some people think like that. I don't know if God knows, but some people think like that. But whatever, we don't want citizenship in England. Prabhupada didn't come to this country to enjoy or, you know. Of course, he then said, on another occasion, he said, London is hell, but it's to your credit that you've created such a kind of civilization in such a hellish place. But unfortunately, without Krishna consciousness, it's not real civilization. It's something else. So Prabhupada is he's giving us the opportunity to become citizens of the spiritual world. Although we're citizens of hell, born in many of our cases anyway, somewhat demoniac families, with somewhat demoniac tendencies, from birth, all kinds of weird and wonderful, if you want to say, tendencies in this material world. Everything from, well, we won't even bother to name it. All kinds of things. Attachments to this or that. But Prabhupada has given us unlimited mercy. We simply have to take shelter of his lotus feet. His lotus feet are available to every one of us. Every living entity. The gateway to the spiritual world. They say, like Bombay, the gateway to India. Pride there. But this lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada are the gateway to the spiritual world. They're also the gateway, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj describes, that the gateway, because we were discussing last night, Shudanam a little bit, how Ayendra Prabhu's emphasis was always on chant, but also chant to attain Shudanam, the pure chanting which brings pleasure to Krishna, as well as to the soul. So to come to Shudanam, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj describes the process, is service to the Guru. This is the process. Because by serving the Guru, one gets the mercy of Krishna. And it's the mercy of Krishna that one can come to Shudanam. We make our effort, but it's only when we get mercy that this removal of the anartas, this removal of the obstacles on the path, is truly enacted. We have to get the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Without their mercy, it is not possible. So that mercy of the Guru, that service to the lotus feet of the Guru, is interesting. That statement here, something clicked something in my mind here. Yeah. Prahlad Maharaj's heart was always filled with thoughts of Krishna. Always filled with thoughts of Krishna. So Prabhupada describes, interesting point, we're just hearing about pure devotees and the potency of hearing about pure devotees. It's on the same level as hearing about Krishna. I consider that last night we were talking about devotees, we were talking about Ayendra Prabhu, on the same level as hearing about Krishna, because he dedicated himself to the service of a pure devotee. Anyone who dedicates themselves to the service of a pure devotee is in the same, you can say, the same chapter, the same category in one sense. So, Srila Prabhupada described in Nectar of Instruction, maybe verse 5, and there's a very, I don't say controversial purport, but many devotees use it for different reasons, but one of the statements there, Srila Prabhupada describes the mentality of an Uttama Bhagavat, topmost devotees. They're always thinking of how to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. This is their mentality. This is what their thoughts are. Yes, they're always thinking of Krishna. But in this world, as well as that, they're always thinking of how to spread Krishna consciousness. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was always thinking of how to preach. This is most glorious. Krishna himself says that there is no one more dear to me. The one who preaches this message, nor will there ever be one more dear. The one who preaches this message. Prabhupada one time in New Vrindavan, I think it was 1974, I can't remember, something like that. He was giving a lecture. Now, it was very interesting. One time I was in Vrindavan. It happened to be the day when the anniversary, maybe the first anniversary, actually, of Tribhuvanath Prabhu's departure from the world. Sometime, I guess, in October, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And I happened to be in Ekadashi that day. So on Ekadashi in Vrindavan, traditionally, I don't know, this is still carrying on, I guess, but we always have a tape, DVD at that time of Srila Prabhupada lecture. So that day, the DVD was this particular lecture of Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan. And Prabhupada was saying the topmost sign of a pure devotee of the Lord, the topmost sign of one who loves Krishna, he said, is that he wants to see the Lord's holy name spread all over the world. This is he repeated it several times. I thought it was very significant in the sense that that was certainly Tribhuvanath Prabhu's mentality. There may be hangovers, we can say, from our conditioning, but it becomes even more glorious. My understanding is it's even more glorious that persons born in this situation become absorbed in assisting the pure devotees in spreading Krishna consciousness and in racking their brains to think how to spread this chanting of the holy names to every town and village of the world, which is the mission of our movement. It's the Lord Chaitanya's prediction, Pratividhyachiyati Nagaradi Gram, that in every town and village, not just towns, villages also, sometimes we forget the poor old villages. We just go to the same place every day, or the same towns in a circle. There are about 50,000 towns in the United Kingdom. And I don't know how many you've been to, but about a month or so ago, we did a little bit of a town-to-village program in Northumberland, Durham area. It's still going on. We have some devotees there still doing it every day. They're going out to the villages and towns, and they're getting amazing response, much more than you get on the high street of Watford. Not say much more, but, you know, you get everywhere. It depends a lot on our heart. It's not just a question of going somewhere, and that's also good, but it's our heart also. It's just like in Vrindavan. Anyone can sit down and chant Hare Krishna, and that's good, no doubt. But everyone can understand, no, when someone like Ayendra Prabhu sits down and chants Hare Krishna, it has thunderous effect. It's like a thunderbolt, a thunder, like a monsoon storm, as opposed to a little drizzle. Powerful. Similarly, when we go on Harinam, Harinam doesn't mean anything other than chant the holy name. When we go on Nagar Sankirtan, when we take the holy name to every town and village, which is a real mission. We're just being prepared for that in various ways. The purity of the devotee. Now, we may not think I'm not very pure, but if we dedicate ourselves to the pure devotee and understand that this brings pleasure to the Lord, it brings pleasure to the pure devotee, and we dedicate ourselves to that, then through that media, through that devotee, the pure devotee's mercy will shine. People will be inspired. They will be, of course, the more we're inspired. And it is really, you can experience that, you know, even in book distribution, any service, really. It's your heart, how you feel. If you go on Sankirtan, you think these people are all demons. They don't like chanting Hare Krishna. They don't like the way we look. The weather's not very good. I don't know why I'm here. I could be doing something else. I'm making a fool of myself. Then that's what you'll get. You'll feel like a fool, and people will treat you like a fool because you are a fool. That's a foolish mentality. But if you understand, I'm the most fortunate creature, born in a lowly family, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, I've been given this highest gift of the whole universe. The demigods are praying to take birth on this planet, to take part in Sankirtan. And here's me, you know, lower than a dog. Out here, I might not look like, you know, say, the most handsome or the most well-dressed person. But somehow or another, I'm out here, and by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I'm being engaged in the highest welfare work in the universe. What have I done to deserve this? Simply calls us mercy. If we start to think like that, how fortunate we are, if only I could just take shelter of the holy name and shelter of the desire of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and maybe all these other souls who are in Prabhupada's own mind, who are more qualified than I, will become attracted to the holy name. And, you know, you can understand there's a tremendous difference. And it actually happens. It's a fact. Everybody is attracted to the holy name. It is a fallacy to think that we have to only be like this or that. That's all right to be well-dressed and play musically nicely, whatever, but the most important thing is our heart. That's what changes people. That's what really attracts them. It's you or us and how we're being transparent via media for the mercy which Prabhupada is showering on everybody. And this is the main thing. And by doing it, like anything, by doing it, practice makes perfect. By doing it, then one gets a little bit of reciprocation. Reciprocation. It's an austerity. We're supposed to perform austerity. We're not here just to live comfortably, to find out what makes my senses satisfied and resign myself to that. That won't get us out of the material world. Now, this is the austerity of Kali Yuga. The austerity is not sitting under the lake, you know, in the winter, you know, freezing cold, or sitting in the sun in the blazing heat, or whatever it is. Or the austerity is not even, for us anyway, is not even chanting 190 rounds like Haridas Thakur. That's not our austerity. Or, you know, not eating or anything. That's not our austerity. Our austerity is Nam Sankirtan. That's the austerity which works in Kali Yuga. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a drunkard. Jiva Goswami says, even persons who are completely unqualified can experience bliss in the performance of Nam Sankirtan. And you see it. You see drunkards. You see people, all kinds of unexpected people. Just somehow or another, they light up. They light up. And sometimes they jump into the middle and start dancing and try to sing along. We were in Brighton the other day on Harinam Sankirtan. Brighton is possibly the most ecstatic reciprocation in one sense. It's easy to get reciprocation there, that people are easily reciprocal. That ecstatic Harinam, really, always very blissful wherever you go. But very blissful Harinam Sankirtana. All kinds of people are like jumping out of their seats in the pubs and coming out with their bottles of beer. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, okay. Jumping around. It's just so pleasing to see. Even Muslims are attracted. I know if you go on Harinam, I haven't been there for a while up the Edgware Road, but devotees tell me that the best place on Harinam in Oxford Street is the Edgware Road end, where the Muslims are. They're more reciprocal than anyone else. They love the Harinam, they tell me. They give donations, they join in, and everywhere I see all over the world, Muslims in general are fascinated by the Harinam. If they don't join in, they like to have their picture taken with the devotees, you know. The husband or the wife, they come up and with their kids, they want someone to take a photograph of them with the devotees. You know, they love it. This will have amazing effects on the future of the world, even on the Islam world. It's going to change. Their hearts will soften by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. We have to do it. We have to do it. We have the opportunity. Prabhupada said, if we don't do it, someone else will do it. We have the opportunity. And, you know, it's not that, oh, I'm too old for that, or I did it before. There's no question of that. I mean, Srila Prabhupada, of course, he started the World Harinam Sankirtan Party when he was very young. He was only 70 years old when he started. And I know we're all very much older than that, of course. We're in our 30s and 40s. I'm too old for that. That's for the neophytes. For the Bhaktas. Send the Bhaktas out. We sometimes think that prasad serving is for the Bhaktas. It's Prayojan and his Bhaktas have to serve the prasad. Not for me, I have to be served. But actually these are the most elevated services. Serving prasadam, namseva, serving the name, distributing. The best way to serve the name is to distribute it to everyone, including ourselves, of course. We have to chant. But the more we chant, the more the holy name will shower its mercy. So, our humble, we mentioned last night, but this year is the 500th year of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas. And we've seen many stalwarts of our preaching mission moving on during this year to perhaps greener pastures. I'm sure that, you know, Ayinda Prabhu is requested to perform kirtan in, on a higher plane. Whether he'll desire to come back here, I don't know. I can't say. I know that one of his greatest desires in terms of, there's internal, external, but let's talk external since at least I'm on the external platform, was to see that the Nam Sankirtan was reestablished in its rightful place as the emperor of all of our spiritual practices. And that doesn't just mean only within our temples, that should be there, of course. Should be constant Harinam going on, as per Prabhupada's desire. But also everywhere. And of course he was a New York boy. And as you may know, before he went to Vrindavan, he was sometimes alone. The first time I ever saw him was in 19, to my knowledge anyway, it was in 1983 on I think it was Broadway in New York, and he had his kind of like with a vehicle there, kind of a motorhome type thing where the side would come down with a stage and he'd be sat there and he was chanting on his own, actually, that day, the Hare Krishna mantra, and he had books there, and people were stopping and listening, and he was playing the harmonium, spreading the holy name in New York City, which was his. This is where it all started in the Western world, and he very much wanted that Harinam Sankirtan would be powerfully performed in New York City. This was one of his great desires. Whether it's New York City or Old York City, or whether it's Watford or London or Paris or Amsterdam, everywhere is the same. People are starved of Krishna consciousness. They're dying in this material world with no benefit to their so-called life. And we have to give, as we've been given by Srila Prabhupada, we've been given meaning to our life, we've been given value. We should also, if we are all indebted to Srila Prabhupada, then we should also take this message. You're going out having a book, Midsummer Book Marathon right now, which is another form of kirtan. We should take this as our life and soul to try to assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading Krishna consciousness to others. And to become glorious, not that we want to be, but anyone who preaches on behalf of a pure devotee becomes glorious and will also be discussed. Their glories will be discussed amongst the great souls. And it's even more glorious when somebody comes from such a position and becomes a dedicated preacher or a dedicated servant of the spiritual master. Servant of the spiritual master means preacher. He's assisting the spreading of Krishna consciousness in whatever way it may be. But specifically, the primary activity in this age of Kali is Nam Sankirtan. And it's the most joyful, if there is an austerity involved, it's the most joyful austerity you can imagine. Sometimes we go on Harinam Sankirtan, the devotees say, that was wonderful, we should do it every day. The next day comes and we forget. And we get absorbed in something else. That actually when we take shelter of the holy name on the Sankirtan mission, then one feels, this is really where I belong. And you realize the temple is everywhere. I know many towns. One town, I'll give an example, Leeds in particular. We never had a temple in Leeds. It was the first place I ever went on traveling Sankirtan. We were doing Sankirtan in London and other places around London, but when we started the traveling Sankirtan party with Prabhu Vishnu, I saw he gave class yesterday. He was the head of the party, so the first place he took me was Leeds. So we didn't have any books. We only had leaflets. The books had not arrived. We were waiting for these Krishna trilogies, little paperback ones in the box, to come. So we went out on the street in Leeds with leaflets, and we would just go up to everyone and said, can you please give a donation? We want to start a temple in Leeds. Could you give a donation so we can start a center here? So people were, that was our line. But we never ever did that. Almost 40 years has passed. So, and this same one place, there are so many places to preach. If anyone wants to preach, no one in the universe can stop you. There are millions of places to go, even on this planet. Everywhere is a good field. And Leeds is an amazing place for Sankirtan. 100,000 times better than it was in 1972. The people are just enamored by the Sankirtan. Young emos, all kinds of people just love it. Butchers. We went down Butcher's Row in the marketplace till they kicked us out anyway. The authorities don't allow it. But we managed the last 30 minutes. There's about 40 butcher shops in a row. And so we went right down the middle. And they were coming out with their knives and their knives like this, jumping around, arms up with knives in their hands, big, round, smiling faces, like human pigs dancing with us. They were in ecstasy. They don't know what the hell it is. They don't even care. They don't need to know. Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy to even the unqualified, to those who don't want it. He gives it to everyone. This is the Sankirtan movement. All kinds of different people. Everyone gets the mercy. Anyway, we could go on and on and on, but our time and the book marathon is going on. But we just humbly request you to, if you have any interest in your own happiness, take advantage of this great opportunity and enter deeper into the Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. It doesn't matter what you're dressed like. I mean, if you can dress nice, all the better, but the first thing is do it. Just do it, as someone said. Who was that? Nike? Somebody said. Just do it. Prabhupada said it too. Just do it. Krishna will look after the rest. All your woes will go away. Don't worry. Just try it and see. Yes, maybe a little austere, but that's the most purifying austerity that exists. And after a while, everyone will start to realize that this is simply joyful. Simply joyful. Simply wonderful. It's the most wonderful thing of all. I just wish I was 40 years younger physically, with the same feelings. There'd be nothing I'd like to do other than just spend morning to night on Harinam Sankirtan. Town to town, village to village. It's just such a wonderful golden opportunity. This is a golden, it's more than golden. It's a Chintamani opportunity. Touchstone opportunity. Please take advantage of it. Don't waste your lives mentaling out, you know, talking about this, gossiping about that. We've got important business to do. All this stuff is a waste of time. You know, is this guru, that guru, this Vic, that Vic, you know, this thing, that thing. It's all deviation. There's one business for one and all, and that is Nam Sankirtan. This is the religion which will unite the world and bring happiness and peace to every living entity. So please embrace this. It's Prabhupada's arms are, he's holding them out. All we have to do is take them. Take it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.